Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B are holding it down live at the Purple Heart Golf Tournament here at 1757 Ashburn, Virginia.
Yes.
We're used to being in Ashburn, B, but it's nice looking at a driving range.
Yeah, we're not inside of a room. Looking like we're in a prison cell.
Exactly. It's a beautiful day, dude. I mean, if you're playing golf today, you're a winner.
Yeah, I think I'm at 12. I might leave, go play some. No, I'm joking.
When does this joint tee off? Noon?
I don't know.
Probably. I mean, they just started serving breakfast. Jeff, find out when they tee off, dude. I think who's coming out here? Valdez and Mike Marr. I like when we get to watch a hole. We don't get a hole viewing from here because we're on the range.
Well, we may see a little bit of them over there. That's a little – they go to the first tee over there.
All right.
Yeah, we don't get to see good much of nothing, Jay.
I do. So, I mean, we hear so much about Valdez and how he bombs the ball.
We need to get him right here.
Well, it says reserved, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We are reserving that slot for Valdez and Mike Marr.
Well, it's reserved for the tournament.
Jeff, go write Valdez's name on that one. Reserve for Matt Valdez.
Yeah, we want to see how he bombs it.
It's going to be a fun day out here. Hopefully a lot of people are playing and raising good money for a good cause. We got to actually play in one yesterday, not just broadcast from one, but yesterday B and I were out at Army-Navy in Arlington in the Golf for Guts golf tournament where they raise money for Crohn's disease and colitis.
Mm-hmm.
Really good cause, really good people. I was pretty happy with my group. We shot, I believe, 7 under. I want to give credit to this woman, Susan Aronoff.
Susan.
Yo, bombs it.
I heard you carried the whole group, Susan.
I mean, dude, she did. we kind of ham and egged it. We made, you know, no scrambles. You just got to make some putts and try to make it fun. But 7 under is not getting it done when B. Mitch's group does what?
I think we did 15 under. Yeah. I know we did 15 under. 15, you know, we had a guy that was bombing it. Then we had some little dude that could putt. You know, another guy could chip. I was a putting dude. And some straight shots, too.
Yeah. I mean, those greens at Army-Navy were no joke.
They're tricky now. You can go there.
They're fast,
if
too.
You go to Army-Navy and you go to play and you'll look at the numbers, the yardage, and you'll go, oh, man, it's not going to be that hard. To hell with that.
Right.
That last hole, well, the red number 9.
That's the straight uphill par 4.
It has to be 60 yards higher to the green.
Totally.
Than where you tee off from. It said 274, but I guarantee it played over well over 300. And they got traps surrounding the whole green to protect it. They got traps short, traps right by the green. And once you get on the green, then all hell breaks loose.
Dude, I mean, those greens, the slope was pretty darn severe. They were they were running fast, and then every once in a while you'd get that like against the grain putt that you thought was fast, and it was like very slow because that grain's coming at you. It was very fun. I really enjoyed it. The greens were tough, and I do think every golf course, golf club in the area has their claim to fame. The clubhouse at Army Navy, that view is second to none.
That view,
nothing can touch that.
The place where Amit did his wife's birthday party?
Yeah, yeah, top of the town.
And that course right there.
Right.
Best views in his
area.
It's
kind of the same spot. Yeah. You're in like Roslyn, yes. Arlington, and you get elevated, and you can just look out over the whole city.
Yeah. Isn't that what the Washington Monument?
Yeah.
That you look straight into?
Yeah.
It's spectacular up there.
Yeah.
Listen, they got the best views. I tell you that. If any other golf course tell you their views are better, they're lying.
Yeah. I mean, just with the topography and stuff, there's no other course that could really, like, touch it.
Yeah.
The only course, I wonder, when the National Lynx Trust gets done with the Haynes Point Reno, East Potomac Park, mm-hmm. when did it stop being Haynes Point and start being East Potomac Park?
It's been East Potomac.
But, like, people always referred to
it. They call it Haynes Point anyway, but East Potomac Park has always been that. East Potomac and West Potomac. That's been that since I got here.
So
but everybody refers to the Haynes Point.
Okay.
Which is just the point.
That makes sense. I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to take us down there because they had that awakening statue there. Mm-hmm. You remember that? That was so dope. We would, like, slide down the hand. Now I think they moved that out to the National Harbor or something.
Man, Jay, you pull up on a Saturday at Haynes Point in your red 280Z or your Nissan NSX, and you're just wiping it down a little bit.
Wipe me down.
You know how many folks you get to talk to them? Bro, let me tell you. B. Mitch was the dog.
I believe
Then you
that.
Roll through there in a Ferrari. Pff, man, look, you don't have to open your mouth.
I believe that. I very much believe that. I think
those were the days, bro. Those were the days.
I do just wonder if Haynes, when they get done with the Reno and everything, the views and the vistas you could have there. You're on the river. You see the Jefferson, you see the monument. I'm really curious what that looks like when it's all
It will be great views, but I still think the fact that Army-Navy, their country club, is up. It's up
right,
on that
right,
third.
Right, right, right.
That view up there, being elevated, looking down on stuff, looks even better. But Haynes got some nice – they got some nice views, though.
Have I told you what I think Haynes should do? I don't think anyone's going to listen to me.
What is it?
So, have you ever played – any of those courses, like the Liberty National, Bayonne, all those ones right in New York that have just a killer skyline view.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made those really high end. I think you could do that at Haynes. But have you ever played Torrey Pines in San Diego?
Yeah.
So what Torrey does that I think is so genius, Torrey is a world-class track. They have U.S. Opens. They have whatever it is, the Farmers now. I think it used to be called the Buick, but they have a PGA Tour stop every year. The views are incredible. So for you and I, to just a regular person that's coming to San Diego, wants to play Torrey.
They're going
to
hit us over the head.
Bro, it's $300-$400 bucks, maybe more than that by
How
now.
How about like the old course in St. Andrews?
Right.
They pay like, what, $300 a year.
Right.
And they play whenever.
Dude.
We have to play $400-$500 for a round.
Right. So my sister is a San Diego County resident. She could play Torrey. You just show your ID. They play it for like $40. I think Haynes Point. Now, maybe you could do it with Langston, too, because there is some water there, but you're never going to have the same views. And Rock Creek is like in the woods. You're never going to have views there. Haynes.
That's like more of a, is Rock Creek a par three course?
I think they turned it into a nine hole with a par three. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's what the Lynx Trust has done. Haynes, you could go super high end and then make it cheap for D.C. residents and have a – like, they could start having PGA
Tour
stops there.
Make it cheap for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia residents.
Sure,
just be the DMV.
DMV residents.
Yeah. West Virginia, you got to pay full price.
But, dude, you could make that – that could be a tour stop. That could be like a U.S. Open-type track. Imagine the views of that property if you go all in on it.
Zippy, I can see what you're saying, but I don't want to see it. You know why?
It costs too much?
No. The traffic would be pure hell.
That's true.
How the hell you gonna get all the people over there on just that little area? You know,
I mean, dude, you're saying for tournaments?
Yeah, for a tournament.
Yeah, that would be. You'd have to bus them in or whatever. That'd be a disaster.
We have to boat you in.
But yeah, seriously. But all those tournaments, like, dude, think about it. They had the PGA at Kiawah. Like, Kiawah's the end of an island. Like, that had to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Oakmont, I know the Oakmont where the U.S. Open is in hell 2 weeks or whatever. They have people
parking. Hell, Live, Nick, this weekend.
Yeah, like, where are people parking for Live?
Not at what's called.
Yeah.
Oh, a guy hit us on what's called. We could park in his yard.
He lives there?
He lives at what's called, right there in what's called, RTJ area. So when you come in, you go left to go to RTJ, it's right to the right. So if you're listening, I will be hitting you back. Yeah, hit
Dude,
me again.
Way
I think
better.
You hit me on social media. Hit me again so I can call you today.
Hell, if you have a park, if you have parking inside the gate, like if you, so those houses are
once I'm in the gate, I can walk. I can walk over there. I don't care at that point, but I don't want to park in some damn Nissan Pavilion and then have to drive get on a bus.
If you have walkable parking for Live this weekend, call us at 800-636-1067. Jeff's here with us, so I don't know who's answering.
DM. Yeah.
Slide into
Instagram.
The DM.
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
I think it'll be cool to see Live. Did you watch any of the U.S. Open qualifying yesterday?
I watched some of that last night. They call it the longest day in golf. Hey, bro, they had dudes that were folding.
Dude, so I got to see
Max Homa folded.
I know.
Folded like a damn, like a what you call it, a pillowcase? You fold up a pillowcase?
Yeah.
He folded, dog.
The playoff in Ohio, is I got to see the last couple holes of that. It was Zach Blair and
I saw some of that too.
I mean, those dudes were just, you could tell the pressure of getting into the U.S. Open.
Hey, it's a different ball game when you're carrying your own bag and reading your own stuff. Because they didn't have nobody carry their bag for them over there. They had to carry their own bag and read their own putts.
Right.
And then, but he just, that little quick putt that he missed for par, Homa, you know, bro, yeah. Take your time, dog. This is, hey, bro.
The U.S. Open.
You're talking about no money or six figures.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised Homa didn't.
I'm surprised. I was shocked that he had to qualify. He's not exempt on that?
Does he not have a – he doesn't have a major, but, like, does he not have a top 10? Wasn't he top 10 at the Masters, but he might have failed, flamed out on Sunday.
I don't remember.
I like Max.
Something happened to him because he's still not in where he wants to be.
I mean, he fell apart. He changed coaches. He changed caddies. Golf's a crazy sport, man. Last night was definitely one of those, oh, man, sports are dead. I thought hockey was on tonight. Hockey's not on until tomorrow, and then basketball's not till Thursday.
We'll find something, though.
But the Nats weren't even on last night, or if they were, it had to be late. No, they're home for the Cubs tonight, so those Cubs series should be fun, especially with nice weather.
Look at little Spanky back there eating.
Jeff, this is Jeff working.
Little Spanky.
Jeff grinding.
He called him little Spanky.
I'll put you on the stream, Jeff. Say what's up to the people. We are live out at 1757 for the Purple Heart Golf Tournament. If you're coming through, say what's up. These guys got an absolutely fabulous day.
It was a great day, man. Yesterday was good, too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, back-to-back, Jay?
No.
Two tournaments in a row, bro?
And to not be in the prison
and
cell.
And then we got to go to the prison cell tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Tomorrow I might bring out in the hives.
Tomorrow will be like a mile that way in Ashburn.
So we got the thing over there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm with that.
We're not in the prison cell till Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Only one day of prison cell this week, I think.
I think I got to hook up with Jay this week sometime. I'm trying to take him out to eat and have some little conversation.
There you go. I think it's the biggest news item that I noticed yesterday, and I want to be sure we give these people credit. So I'm a member of the Pro Football Writers of America. It's like the trade association for people that cover football, and the leadership of PFWA kind of negotiates with the league what kind of guaranteed rights the press gets and where, you know, media, where the players have to talk to us, when the coaches have to talk to us, all those sorts of things. And part of it is we all get to vote on awards at the end of the season. And maybe you guys have seen some of the awards. Like Joe Burrow won the George Halas Award. Brandon Graham won the Good Guy Award. Kevin O'Connell was selected as the Coach of the Year, which is the Horrigan Award. And just yesterday, the PFWA announced that the Commanders PR staff was recognized as the Pete Rozelle Award winner. I'm going to read from this press release. The Washington Commanders public relations staff, lauded for overall professionalism with the reporters who cover the franchise, has been selected as the 2025 Pete Rozelle Award winner by the Professional Football Writers of America. The Commanders PR staff, the 36th Rozelle Award winner, earned the award for the first time in franchise history.
Now, it makes a difference when the people that own the team now are very, very respectful. And now, and
it changes the tone.
Yeah, it changes the tone of everybody on in the franchise. And I think that's the whole thing. You know, yeah. it is night and day compared to what it was.
Dude, so I want to name a bunch of people here because I work with these people a lot. B, you work with them a lot too.
Yep.
Sean DeBarbieri is kind of the
– Sean, the guy.
Yeah.
He's my dog.
He's the boss of kind of the football ops. He's vice president of football communications. Charlie Mulay, title is senior manager of football communications. He basically kind of runs the locker room.
I call him water boy because that dude drink more water than anybody.
He carries
more
that giant thing.
He drinks more water than a camel.
Jared Carrier is manager of football communications, and Samantha Frustacci is the coordinator of football communications. They all do just a tremendous job. A lot of these folks have been here for a number of years, but they're able to do their job in a different light because, to me, this is just – and this might be a little too inside baseball for people to understand what the PR functionality is with the media, but they're able to do their job at a really high level now, and we're talking football, and it's just it's a very different thing.
Yeah.
There's obviously other people involved, Allie Waddington, Dave Schaller up in Philly – but it says a lot, and this is independent of the line of work you're in, but when there is a sale, when ownership changes of any entity, you should generally expect a lot of other changes.
Yeah.
And this PR staff.
Especially if the ownership is different than the previous one.
Sure. This PR staff, I mean, there have been some changes of people have gotten other jobs and stuff, but there were not massive changes. And in the NFL, so – like Sean's top functionality is being Dan Quinn's guy and Adam Peters' guy. Like everybody has lots of different roles, right? But not a lot of PR guys make it through multiple coaching changes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, and it's a testament to the good work they do. And listen, like when you're in these jobs, when you're in the media and you're dealing with the team PR side, or you're in media and you're dealing with government PR or whatever it is, there are natural friction points because I want X and they want to protect Y, and that comes to a head at times. But there's always a really professional way to handle those friction points and to navigate that stuff, and I think they deserve a lot of credit. There's been a lot of good people in the Commanders football team PR department over the years, but a lot of them were thrust into pretty impossible tasks.
Yeah.
And in a way, I feel
and
like
also, they let's be real. They say teams take on the personality of their coaches. I think that happens with the PR staff sometimes, too.
And with their owners.
I mean, they act just like the owners.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, they now are allowed to be who they really are. You know, I think before, a lot of those people acted in a way that they thought they were supposed to act. You know what I mean? And I think right now you're allowed to be human beings.
Yeah.
You know, show real emotions and also be nice to people. Hell, what's
right.
wrong with that?
Right.
Normally you're nice to somebody, they'll be nice to you.
Totally. And I think, you know, for the media situation specifically, like, if you could prove trustworthiness on both sides, like, yes, we're going to let you do that, but don't cross this line, it all kind of comes full circle where it's like, okay, well, then I'm going to do it because you're allowing me the opportunity. Like, everything just kind of works together.
Totally.
And it's well done. It's well run. We're going to get into the show. We got plenty to discuss. We got to talk NBA Finals. I almost want, if there's anybody out there besides Trey Halliburton's dad that is picking the Pacers. Like, is anybody taking the Pacers?
I mean, they're a good team. I mean, it's going to be more than just him, more than his dad. But I know people are concerned about the market. I give a damn about the market. They're the best two teams this year. And that's what I care about. I want to see who wins it out of the best two teams.
Well, dude, the other thing, we'll get into that next. Because I think our perception, and maybe not ours, but in general, because you're going to hear ratings discourse over the next week or so. And a lot of it to me is who cares? If you're a basketball fan, just who cares?
Let's be real. But NBA stuff is down anyway.
Barcelona is going to join the show. Ben Standing from The Athletic is going to join the show. Mark Zuckerman is going to join us at 1 o'clock. The Nats are hot, man. And The Nats have the first overall pick coming up. I was actually, Stallion tweeted some stuff out about the two guys he think the first overall pick is in between. B, you know I love fireball young pitchers. This Wake Forest kid, the numbers are unbelievable. We got a packed show coming your way live from 1757 Golf Course, Purple Heart Open. At some point, Matt Valdez is going to hit drives directly in front of us.
Whether we're going to film it, too.
Whether he likes it or not, nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan, live out at beautiful 1757 Golf Course, Ashburn, yes. Virginia. Right next to the Wegmans. If you need a mark to know where we are, we're probably legitimately between Wegmans and Commander's Park.
Yeah, if you're at Wegmans and you feel like being nice, bottle of Bonanza, bring it over.
Yeah. I'll go Bonanza. I wouldn't mind something. Maybe,
Bonanza is good, though.
You like the beach, the rosé? It's a nice rosé day, a little cooler.
I'm not really a rosé guy.
Really? Not cold?
I mean, like, if I'm on the beach, then I'll just go to vodka. I mean, if I'm inside, I'm going to go to bourbon.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about the NBA Finals, but I just – something just came across my eye that I found really interesting.
Okay.
The new – Commanders corner they signed from the Patriots, Jonathan Jones. Guess what his, I'll call it a hobby. I don't know definitively that it's a hobby. Maybe it's more than that. But I just saw this. The Commanders posted he is a licensed pilot.
Mm.
And he just flew into the College Park Airport. So the Commanders are back at practice today. We'll be out there tomorrow. The media's out there one day a week during these OTAs. They're out there now. They're posted photos if you want to check out their social media. But he just flew into College Park. And that's a little plane, B.
Hey, man. Normally you can handle the little planes, you can handle the big ones. Big brains have a lot of things that basically take care of itself for you. The little brain, you got to hit every button.
You and I have been on little planes together. We are good with it.
Would you? We weren't on little planes. We were on jets.
Yeah, this is a prop.
I fly? Yeah.
Would you want to be a pilot, though, I'm saying? Does that interest you?
You know what? That's something I've been thinking about. I saw this young lady. She's like 16 years old, I think.
Okay.
I think she's from Maryland. And she was a pilot. And I was like, you know what? That's something I wouldn't mind doing. Like, I just like. You always
like driving and being in control of things.
I learned how to do the boat. I've done the motorcycle thing. I'm always trying to figure it out because you never know when somebody's going to need you to help them out with something. Hell, what if something happened on a plane and you have those skills? That'd be a hell of a save for a lot of people.
Yeah, man. I think it's really cool. I love because most players have a life outside of football, and like fans don't really know that or recognize it. And I just think it's cool when you can point stuff out.
Yeah, but you have to find stuff that kind of you can keep your mind occupied. You know, you can't just play football 24/7.
Right.
So you want to figure out something else that you can do along the way. And hell, why not? I mean, I'm happy for him doing that.
I wonder where he's coming from.
It must be the absolute best.
It's got
to
be
high. Up there.
Yeah.
It, you know, like people jumping out of airplanes, they absolutely love it. And like whenever I talk to like pilots that I'm talking about, they fly upside down all kind of ways.
Yeah.
Blue Angels.
Right.
The guy, I say, how is he? And he say he's probably returning the punt. I'm like, nah, that got to be better than returning the punt. He say, I fly all the time. It's not nothing new to me.
If I was able
to return a punt like you did, then it'd feel good. So I understand what they're saying.
It might be returning a punt the way Jameis describes it. You got 11 ostriches trying to kill you, and you're staring at the moon. I've never flown a plane. I don't think it will happen, but that's really
JP,
cool.
JP, I wouldn't want to be around you with a plane. You don't pay attention long enough.
You got to lock in while
you got to lock in when you're doing that.
All right, so the NBA Finals are set. You and I think, both called that I didn't think this thing was going back to New York. I thought the Pacers would finish it in six. They did. With a matter of
he
fact.
He got Jeff with the ball coming off the ground now.
Yeah, so Jeff is taking some practice here.
But he's kind of like you. He won't remember nothing that the man told him today, tomorrow, I promise you. He won't remember nothing the man told him today when he goes to play golf after practice.
Jeff's quest.
After the show.
I applaud Jeff's stick.
That was good.
That
right
was
there.
Way
that
better than it was shot. 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's a way good shot.
I think he's got him taking less of a backswing, which I think is a good idea.
Now he quit. He think he got it now.
So if you're wondering why Jeff's hitting golf balls, we are at the Purple Heart Golf Tournament. If you enjoy your freedom, thank a veteran. Support the Purple Definitely. Heart Foundation. Go to purpleheartfoundation.org. All right, B. So the NBA Finals are set, and we kind of touched on this.
Yes.
The ratings discourse that will inevitably happen because you got two small market teams. It's not going to be – if you had Knicks-Lakers, it would do a lot better than Pacers-Thunder, right?
Probably so.
I also don't care. And I'm not entirely sure the NBA cares because they just got a new television deal that was 3X what the previous one was. And talking to people that are in and around the NBA, what their market is internationally is so dramatically different than what it is here. So not that the U.S. doesn't lead in what matters most, but, dude, if you are an NBA fan in Spain or China or Turkey, you don't know. You know the Celtics, the Lakers, the Knicks. But outside of that, you think they know the difference between Milwaukee and Oklahoma City
they don't.
And Dallas
they,
and
they,
Indiana?
They know the star players.
Yeah.
And I think also on top of it, like the NBA, their numbers have been down. Okay, we've seen the Lakers play against big market teams this year, and the Raiders were still down. So that's not like, and a lot of times you see them teams playing, guess who don't play? The stars. So now you're in the NBA, and you got Tyrese Halliburton, who the guy's called overrated, and he has shown that he's not overrated. Then you got the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. People are going to be interested in those things. You know, so I think it's going to be better than what people think, because now we get a chance. We watch these two teams in the playoffs. Know what they do? They're disciplined, and they play defense, and they damn good on offense.
Yeah, I think from a straight matchup, really curious to see. I mean, Indy kind of gets up and moves, right? They want to go fast, fast, fast. the Thunder's defense is so good. I wonder how much they will limit the Pacers. I think that's an actually like good matchup to watch versus like complaining about the ratings. I think
because when I'm expecting some tough games, which normally make people get more into it. Blowouts make people not look at it, right? I don't want to see that. If these games can be 105, 104, 99, 98, 110, 108, you're going to see some different stuff in that. You know, you'll see more people paying attention, getting more interested in it. But when you, if you can see somebody lose by 43, oh, they'll turn it off. And they don't care what market it is.
Sure.
So,
that said, so we have told you we don't care about the ratings. You shouldn't either. Unless you're an advertising executive. If you're just a fan, if you're Bill in Laurel or Carol in Annandale, why do you care about the ratings?
To be honest with you, bro, sometimes I think the advertising executives, they over-talk about ratings.
Totally.
I'm gonna throw it out there because I get so sick of hearing about ratings. I know a guy that did radio in this town for a long time. Wasn't ranked number one.
Made a lot of money.
But it cost way more money to put a damn commercial on his show than it did on the guys that were number one.
Sure.
So, and he was making more money than those guys at the number one station. And you know who was just running home? The people that owned the damn station.
Right.
And they would probably say, oh, man, we need you to get to number one when it costs. If he could do one thing on his show for 50, you could probably do it on the next three stations for 50.
Right.
All together. So let's be real, man. There is a time and place to really push that, because if you talk to people that don't have a clue, it might work. But those who have a clue, go somewhere else. Jump in the lake somewhere with that crap. I don't hear that all the time.
I agree. I think NBA specifically, I think they have a – I don't even want to say it's a ratings problem, because that is overly reliant on samples and just kind of the minutiae of, like, media nonsense. But
they have a performance problem.
They have a regular season problem.
Yeah.
Nobody watches a regular season because it's not a compelling product.
Well, it's not.
That has nothing to do with the finals.
Not compelling. And then, just like a lot of people say naturally, if I were to build up this weekend and I save money to go to the game this weekend, take my kids, maybe have a little nephew in town, take him, and we show up and the two stars aren't playing on either team, I get pissed off. Then the next time I don't go.
Right.
And then the people that are watching at home, you know, oh, they're not playing, they turn it off. That's all it is. You know, because but in the NFL, they push the NFL by the stars also, the quarterbacks and receivers. You know what they do every week? They strap it up.
Right.
And whether they get their ass kicked or not, the fans say this, I saw the stars play. In the NBA, oh, they got a rest. I wonder, like, everybody keep telling me about this day and age, you got more technology, people are in better shape, they're bigger, faster, stronger, and they always need rest. The guys that had worse shoes and less technology, they played every damn game.
Right.
Every year.
Right.
What does that say? Come on, man.
It's the – if you wanted to – like, I think there's a lot – like, so much of our world has become, like, culture war BS, and I think – the NBA has kind of landed in that space. So the people that want to push how down the NBA is are going to point to Oklahoma City versus Indy. I think it's irrelevant. Just look at the television deal they got. Like, clearly the people in charge of TV are not worried about
that. Yeah, the people who charge TV say, you know what, people still want to see them.
Right.
And I'm going to go give them. So when you chop up three times, they didn't care that, oh, the ratings were down. They said, you know what? We're still earning.
They said this is the only thing people watch live.
You know what, though? This is what I wonder. Like, sometimes I wonder, like, with ratings sometimes. Let's say 100,000 people are watching something, and you're making a certain level of money. I'm going to just say $1 million for just bonkers. But let's say all of a sudden now it's 90,000 people or 80,000 people watching it, but you made $2 million. Does the ratings really save much? Because the end result is to make money, right?
Right.
So if you're making the money, that's all that matters. So you got to find another way to sell and earn. And I think the NBA has done that already. They understand what's going on.
Yeah, I think the NBA has really jumped out in social media and TikTok and YouTube and all those things where the like other leagues are still fighting about what He's where your NBA team is a real part of your identity, but I think that's not the majority. I think that's probably, you know, five or like cities where the basketball team might be the biggest sport. The Lakers, maybe the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the Knicks at least.
Oklahoma City, for sure. Oh,
sure.
That's all they got.
So it's either small markets, Orlando, Portland, where they're the San Antonio, they're the only game in town. Or the difference with football teams, whether it's small market or big market, whether it's Green Bay or Dallas or San Francisco or Kansas City, the football team is your identity.
Yeah.
And that is far more important than any statistical sampling will provide evidence of.
Totally.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 1757 Golf Club for the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament. If you enjoy your freedom, thank a veteran. Support the Purple Heart Foundation at purpleheartfoundation.org. Brian?
Yes?
I think we got to have... We're going to talk some Nats and Mark Zuckerman in a little bit, but I know we're going to talk Jaden improving at 11:30. I might be coming around on the fact that somehow people are underrating what this Commanders team should be.
Why do you think they're underrating it?
Because there's this discourse about, like, flukiness and, oh, you know, the Vegas win total is only 9.5. They won 12 last year. Like, I just think they might be quite good.
Yeah, but they win total last year was 6.5.
Sure.
Okay, so you can't just go by. It's not Vegas is not telling you what they think they're going to win.
I agree.
They're getting you to bet over and under.
So my guy Ed Feng, F-E-N-G. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm going to read you his profile here, Brian.
Okay.
I create artisan predictive analysis. And I'm going to start over, reading like Jeff. I create artisan predictive analytics to bet on American football. Stanford PhD and almost humble enough not to mention it. That sounded like a poor attempt at
humor. That sounded like he was actually bragging.
I know. He goes by the power rank, football betting with a PhD edge. I'm reading now. Jaden Daniels had a stunning rookie year as the QB led Washington to the NFC championship game. Now the Commanders have added wide receiver Deebo Samuel to the offense. The defense was an issue last year, but Washington traded for Marshawn Lattimore. While he struggled in the playoffs against Mike Evans, the Commanders hope his veteran presence helps a weak secondary. My post-draft Wisdom of Crowds model aggregates subjective power rankings to make preseason projections. The Commanders rank 6th out of 32 in these numbers, so expectations are high. The model predicts almost 10 wins in the 2025 season.
Okay.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
That is very academic language.
And very technical stuff.
But did he say anything we didn't know?
No.
Not at all.
But basically, listen, man, I could come up to you right now and say, man, this team is very good. I've been out there. I watched them. I'm telling you, they got a different vibe. I think they'll win 10 games. Then he could tell you that. Nothing's different. He just could add words and make you think he's smarter than me.
This almost sounds like it went through ChatGPT anyway.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what I'm learning today. A bunch of smart people use ChatGPT all the time and tell you it's them.
Well,
it's not them.
How about the audacity to say my model predicts almost 10 wins in the 2025 season? Vegas has it at 9.5, dog.
Like that's almost 10, right?
That's not much of a mod. Like, where's the delta? Where's the differential?
That's almost 10 wins right there, right?
That just kind of made me laugh, man. Nats are coming home tonight.
By him not trying to, like, brag and all, he was actually bragging.
Totally, dude.
Oh, I'm better than all that other stuff. No, you're not.
Right. All right, so Nats are back home. Homestand starts tonight. They start with the Cubs. I imagine these games will be really well attended. I would guess this is going to be a lot of fun at Nats Park tonight. Three games against the Cubs. The Nats won 10 of 14. They're only three games under 500 now. They're now 28 and 31.
You were saying, what, 8 at one point?
Yeah, I think it got to 20 and 28. Yeah. They had a rough stretch there. The Cubs come to town really good. They're in first place in the Central. They've got some really good pitching. The Cubs are 37 and 22. Obviously, the Cubs have kind of that big national brand from, I think it's from when their games used to be on WGN. You could watch it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Cubs have, I think, the third best record in baseball, the second best record in the NL. I think these games should be a lot of fun. I also, since we did our James Wood appreciation segment last week, maybe it's just, you know how your phone's always listening and the algorithm? I've been getting way more James Wood stuff popping up on my Instagram and Twitter.
Hey, man, listen. All you have to do is think it these days. I think the phone's reading your mind.
Dude, I think it's just listening.
Oh, they're listening. And they're watching, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But they probably can't watch very well off of that screen right there.
So it's not my screen. It's the screen cover. Yeah, I do need a new screen cover. I don't know how to apply those.
It's a mess,
or
isn't
remove
it?
Those.
Jade all forever.
If anybody's coming to 1757 Purple Heart Open that has a screen cover for whatever old busted phone I have, please let me know.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.